I don't think there's anything that can destroy a church as quickly as a judgmental attitude among the people of the congregation. This holier-than-thou attitude, this attitude that condemns people, that judges them, and judges their salvation. You see, we know what sin is, and we proclaim what sin is, and how destructive it is to people. But our job is not to condemn the people. Our job is to tell them of the mercies that are in Jesus Christ and the grace of God, and to teach them that they can live a good and godly life, free from the sins and the strong lusts of this world. We are here with a saving message, not a condemning one. This is what Jesus said, the 6th chapter of Luke in the 37th verse. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your heart. For with the same measure that you mete out withal, it shall be measured to you again. You see, a forgiving attitude rather than a judgmental attitude is what God wants. It makes us, in a small measure, like God. That's what Jesus said. He said, love your enemies and forgive people. And he said, you are to be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. That's a large order, unless we understand that he's talking about loving our enemies and not condemning people and not judging people, but understanding that we have received mercy. And that same mercy that is ours can be anyone's. God's grace is there for them. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your mercy that came my way. Help me to be a merciful person. When I am tempted to judge others and to condemn them, would you remind me, Lord, that at one time I stood condemned, going to hell, and that you lifted me out, and that there was grace and mercy for me? So instead of condemning and judging, when we see people acting in wicked ways and living evil lives, let's give them a word of hope that there is forgiveness and new life in Jesus Christ, and that we love them and we forgive them for anything that they may have done against us, that God may be merciful and forgive us. Thank you, O Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.